I'm Jeremy Helton, and this is the second of six installments of Audioboom's exclusive Q&A with the creators of Undisclosed. Our first question is from Reagan Pasternak. She wants to know, is it possible that the police might have planted Adnan's or Hay's DNA on items gathered into evidence?
I don't think so, because if they'd done that, they would have used it already. I mean, they wouldn't have done that and then just let it sit there. So I don't think that's a realistic possibility. If they were going that far, they would have just gone ahead and introduced the evidence, and they didn't. And that would have required a level of wrongdoing that I don't think was present here. I do think they thought they had the right guy. I don't think this was a case of them trying to frame someone or trying to convict someone they knew was innocent. So they weren't trying to fabricate evidence like that. What they were doing was making sure the case they put together was one that could convict Adnan.
And this question comes from Janice Pope. Do you think the person or persons who concealed Hay's body knew the location in advance of the burial?
Maybe. I doubt it, just because it's such an impromptu place to try and bury a body. If it was someone who was planning ahead, I do not think they would have chosen there.
Tool Lean wants to know, if Adnan told you tomorrow confidentially that he killed Hay, would you continue the podcast and assist in his defense?
First of all, that wouldn't be confidentially. I'm not his attorney. I'm just a podcaster and blogger. So, I mean, there's no attorney-client privilege thing going on. And second, it'd be game over. I mean, I'd probably have questions for him just out of curiosity. Like, well, how do we explain these facts here? But no, that would be the end. I would make an episode about it and would be really proud for solving the case. If he was actually guilty, I think the worst thing that could happen is the message to get out that it's okay for cops to do this. It's okay for detectives to bend the rules to get a conviction because the guy was guilty anyway. No, it's not. Like, there is no harmless railroading of a case. In that respect, I think it'd be horrible if it came out that, oh, the detectives cheated, essentially, but, you know, we can find out now it's okay they cheated because this guy was guilty. They had lots of cases. We know that they've had other convictions. These detectives were involved in convicting innocent people of murder. So even if Adnan was guilty, there's still others out there, I'm sure, who they have falsely convicted, and no one knows their cases, no one's heard from them. And whatever Adnan's case ends up being, this should not impact their chances to be heard and for justice to finally get done. For a long time, when I first started out, I thought the best evidence of Adnan's innocence was that if he was actually guilty, this wouldn't have been so hard. They could have put a case together much easier, and they wouldn't have needed to go to such lengths. The fact they couldn't find legit evidence suggested it wasn't there at all. I now think, based on new evidence and just putting old stuff together, that it's very unlikely Adnan was involved. It just doesn't work out logistically. But even based on what was shown at trial, just the fact they had to go to such lengths, they haven't made a case. You can't build a case out of a bunch of maybe have, could have beens.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next Monday for a new episode of Undisclosed, and again on Wednesday for another installment of our exclusive Q&A with the producers. This is Audioboom.